The reading for tonight, like I said, we're going to be following the rocky railway Jesus' power to pulls us through, and we're going to be looking at last week's, kind of a wrap-up for this last week, for week one, and Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. And with that, well, let's read the story of Ananias. And this comes from Acts chapter 9, beginning with the 12th verse. In a vision he was seen, a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to receive his sight, and that is Saul receiving his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he's done for your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who come in your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I'll show him how much he will suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road were coming here, he has sent me to see you again, and has filled me with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up, was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for this week is Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. Trust Jesus. So, you know, if you hear that, yeah, it might seem a little silly, but if you've been following along with the VBS and our kickoff for this week, you'll know anytime we say those words, we remember trust Jesus. So I invite you at home to do that too when those words come up, that Jesus' power gives us strength to do hard things. Trust Jesus. And hold on to those words, okay? So let's look at this. Let's look at this text for the day from Acts. But let's back it up just a little bit. And first of all, stop and think for a moment. What are hard things you've done? Things that you didn't think you could do. Things that seemed impossible in the moment. Any coming to mind? Any of those turn out in ways you never expected? Maybe for the good? Think about that for a moment and keep that image in your head about doing hard things. Some of us really don't like to do hard things, do we? There are some things in life that we try to avoid. Could be conflict. That could be really hard to engage somebody that maybe has done something to you that you don't think is right. Maybe it's the hard thing of talking to one another across a political spectrum. Maybe it's the hard thing of wondering when to come inside, when not to go inside, when can I go traveling, when shouldn't I go traveling, what's going on in the world around me? Maybe. Or maybe it's something from school, perhaps, of doing the hard things, of remembering that one person in the side. Maybe you were the cool kid. Maybe you are the cool kid. And you think, no, I can't be seen with that person. But that person seems lonely, and the hard thing could be just to break from the group and stop somebody from mentioning this person over here and maybe making them a friend. Maybe it's one more example of doing the hard thing of knowing when to move on, to move to somewhere new, to do something new, to understand where God's calling, because it can be very uncomfortable. And some of you have heard this story before about doing the hard things, but and being a pastor's kid, why on earth do you think I would want to be a pastor? I don't know. Sure, it was fun as a kid to, you know, play church, to give those 1-minute sermons. It was a lot of fun to share communion with mom and dad. But no, I've seen the other side of things. Why on earth would I go into ministry? I'm going to become the radio DJ. And you've probably heard this story before about how that didn't happen. It was, the doors didn't open in that direction, but then God was calling and pulling in different directions, and all of a sudden, you're called and go. I was called and ended up at Luther Seminary. I didn't want to do that. That wasn't the first thing on my list. That was a hard thing to do. And if that wasn't enough, we thought we were going to go on internship somewhere close. We ended up in Brainerd, which was a wonderful experience. But I didn't want to do that. Or the hard things of how on earth do you do ministry when you're having a baby and the baby is premature and you want to be there so bad. I don't want to do the hard things there. Or even when you're called to your first place. Do you think Iowa was on my radar as a Minnesotan? I wasn't exactly on the radar. And you've heard that before. But I was called to Iowa. I was called to Forest City. Little did I know that would be true when I got the region assignments. It said, guess what? You're in Region 5. You're going to be in either Wisconsin, Illinois, or Iowa. Well, that's not Minnesota. That's not South Dakota. That's not any of the places I thought I'd be. That's hard. And then moving to another location with not even a one-year-old, and starting anew and wondering, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Any of these things sound familiar in your own life, perhaps? And yet through it all, through all those moments, there was power. A power to help do some of those hard things. Jesus' power gives us strength to do the hard things. Trust Jesus. Right? And here we are today. Doesn't mean all the hard things are done, but they keep going. I know that there is something else there. A power that is greater than my own, that gives me the strength to do the hard things, to engage in the hard topics. Even though as an introvert, it's easy to hide. And in the Acts text for today, just remember that Jesus' power does give Ananias strength. It does, and he does. Ananias is told to go to Saul, and Saul is not the kind of person you wanted to hang out with. He isn't the kind of guy you'd want to go with as a Christian. He'd just been persecuting Christians. He'd been throwing them in jail, stoning them, killing them. Why on earth would you want to go to them? That's a very good question. But Ananias is called, and he's told, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be with you. And guess what? He's not getting off the hook. Here's the thing. I'm calling him. I'm calling him to do the hard things and to show him that he's going to suffer for my name. Just go to the Gentiles and to the kings and to the people that even the people of Israel, the people that you were on the same team of at that point and were agreeing with, now you're going to disagree perhaps. But I'm going to give you the power to do the hard things. And Ananias goes, he listens, he goes, he's fine with Saul. Saul is then called, he goes. There are many challenges in Saul, who becomes Paul's life. But through it all, Jesus' strength gives them the power to do the hard things. Trust Jesus. So remember those things that you were thinking about, those things that are hard right now, the things that are difficult, the things that might be eating you inside and saying, that is too hard to do. Remember that Jesus' power gives you strength to do the hard things. So trust Jesus. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all this because of Christ's strength, not on my own. I can go to seminary. I trust in you, Lord. I can still minister even when my family is in the hospital. I can still get to there. Somehow, some way, even though we might not have the income, we'll get there. I trust you. I trust you and know that there's strength that even though I am not going to Minnesota and I was called here, and this is a prayer that I even said in that moment. Lord, I trust you. It's hard. It's not what we were expecting, but I'm trusting you to help me with these hard things, these hard moves, these hard thing choices. I said that prayer many a times. And I trust it. I trust that it's true. And then here we are in Forest City for 4.5 years almost now. And it's been a blessing each and every day. But it could have been a struggle if I didn't trust Jesus to give me the strength to even trust Jesus, and God knows what they're up to. Jesus' power gives us strength to do the hard things. Trust Jesus. That's a promise for you. It's a promise for me. It's a promise for all of us in whatever difficulties or hard things you're facing this day. Jesus' power gives you the strength each and every day. So why don't we close with that promise one more time? Promise that we can do anything through Christ who strengthens me and you and all of us. So what do? We trust Jesus today and every day, even when we're walking into some of the hardest things we've ever encountered in our lives some days, no matter how big, no matter how small. Jesus gives us the power to do those hard things. Trust Jesus. Amen.